He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 323. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old, welcome back. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 372 countries all around the world, and I have you to thank for that. So thanks again for tuning in. If you want to watch the Gadget Professor, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is just go to our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the episodes directly from our webpage. And actually, when you're on the webpage, if you scroll down, you'll see all our Gadget Professor shows, both the video and the audio. Also, I think I'll tell you, if you want to get the show notes, it's a very simple thing to do. Right over here where it says important pages, just scroll down and click the button where it says newsletter, and if you put your email address in there, every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you should get the newsletter. If you don't get it, then just drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do try to answer all my email. All right, we have some crazy gadgets for you today. Actually, today I got two gadgets to review. They're similar, but yet they're different, so I was going to just review one, and then I figured I better review two, because we don't want any confusion. So here we go. These are power packs that you'd use in any kind of an automobile or a truck or a car, any type of vehicle that you may have, and they don't give you they will give you the standard USB power to power your Android or your smartphone or your tablet, things like that, no problem. It comes with two powerful USB chargers, but this will also give you AC. So if you wanted to run a small appliance, for example, if you wanted to run your laptop, this will actually do it. It gives you 110 volts AC. Let's take a look at both of these. Here we go. Right here, this one is called the Yinan, and actually this one's called the Yinan, and this one's not called the Yanan, but this one is actually very similar in nature, and this is called Yakoro. So we have the Yakoro here and the Yinan here, and we're going to take a look at the differences between these two power packs right now. So the first one we're going to take a look at is actually going to be our Yakoro, and this device is kind of neat. It's very simple to operate. You'll see this little base here. I have it standing up, but the base is actually the power supply. This is where you get your power. So you could put in a cigarette lighter, 9-volt cigarette lighter such as this, and you'll get power to whatever you have on the other end of that, your 12 volts right from your car battery essentially. And then down here, you'll notice that there are actually two USB ports right here, and one of them is 2400 milliamps. Let's pull this back. One is 2400 milliamps, and the other one is 1000 milliamps. So you can use these both at the same time. If you want to charge something real quick, you'll use a 2400 milliamps. And if you want to charge something a little bit slower or don't really care about charging it, you just want to make sure that the power is there, you'll use the 1000 milliamps. And both of these operate at the same time. A nice feature about this is, and I think you can see this right here, is that there's a little voltmeter here, and this will light up when we plug this into the cigarette lighter. We'll show you that connection in a second. And this actually tells you and monitors exactly what your car voltage is, which should be 12 volts. And that's an important feature, because sometimes it drops and sometimes it goes over, and you want to be aware of that. A little bit more about that in a second. This is very well made. I'm going to put this down. Now, what makes this device unique is actually what's here on the side. And what's here on the side is this and this. And of course, this is where you're actually going to plug in your AC device. There's two electrical outlets here, both of these, and they both will give you 110 AC. Over here is a fan to keep this device cool, and it's pretty well made. Now, how do you connect this up? Well, over here you'll see that there's a connecting port, a jack, if you will, And this comes with this adapter right here. So you're basically, going to plug this in. I haven't used this one yet, but I have one in my car. So you'll see these two connectors. It doesn't really matter which way you plug these in, because it's impossible to plug it in wrong. It will not go the wrong way. So that's going to plug in this way. And again, if you try to plug it in the wrong way, it's just not going to go, because you'll see one's square and one's round. So there's only one way for this to go in. And now that that's plugged in, this will now go into your car cigarette lighter. So this is the configuration. This plugs into your cigarette lighter. They do some nice things. They have a little hole here, so it's easy to plug this in and pull it out. I like that a lot. And then over here, again, you can stand this up if you want, or you can just lay it down. You have the two outlets here, and then of course you have a 9-volt socket, obviously a cigarette lighter socket. And over here you have the two USB ports. So if you want some AC power, this is a real handy device to have. Now, one thing that they do on this, and I like, let's take a look at the web page here. Actually, they do some pretty cool things here. This is a 200 watt car supply inverter, 12 volts DC to 110 AC. It's a modified sine wave, and they all are, with two outlets, dual USB and the cigarette lighter. Now, this particular device is rated at 200 watts, and if you want to figure out what wattage your appliance is, like your laptop or whatever it may be, you just multiply the power times the amperage, and that will give you the power in watts. And this actually will work well with anything that's 200 watts or slightly below. There's no problem with that. Now, one of the things that I like about this device is it actually comes with the fuse. And if you're looking for the fuse that's on the device, you won't find it. The fuse is actually embedded in this part, the cigarette lighter part, the part that supplies power to the device. And this actually has a fuse that comes with it, a replaceable fuse. So let's take a look at this on camera too. Here we go. And you'll see right here, it says fuse. And this actually will pull out. And you just need a little screwdriver. It's in there very tightly, which it should be. And it comes with a spare fuse. Very, very handy to have, and an excellent place to put the fuse. Now, one thing about this particular device that's good to know is that it has automatic power protection built in. And that's something that a lot of devices don't have. That's just the way it is. They just don't come with a lot of protection. This particular one, if we look on it, we'll take a look at it on Amazon. And by the way, this 200 watt power supply is $29.99. So let's pop up the web page, and there it is on Amazon. It's Amazon Prime, and again, it's $29.99. Call it $30. And the things that you need to know about it: it has intelligent temperature control. This is very important. I pointed out the cooling fan, which is located here, and this automatically will turn on when the temperature is higher than 50 degrees centigrade. And that's an important feature. Otherwise, this will get really hot, and when this gets hot, I guarantee you, you're going to pop a fuse in your car, and that could be real annoying. The nice thing about this, as I mentioned, if you pop a fuse, you're going to pop the fuse that's in the power supply end of the device. So that's kind of neat. So the other thing that this does is it supplies 200 watts of continuous DC to AC, featuring two AC outlets, two USB ports for multi-charging. In other words, you can use both of these USB ports at the same time to both supply power to your USB devices and to charge them at the same time. That's a very cool thing. This offers multi-protection, which I like. It has over-voltage protection and under-voltage protection. It has short-circuit protection, over-temperature and overload protection, and a digital screen shows the battery voltage to ensure the security of the device. Its external replacement of 15 amp fuse ensures enough currents for safe operation. They give you an extra 15 amp fuse, as we discussed. It's very lightweight, and this little flap, which I don't like, actually comes off. There's a little plug here that it just sticks in. It's, I don't even know why they bother with it, maybe to keep the dirt out of it, but I pull mine off. I don't even bother with it, and I just keep this in the glove compartment. Now, the other device that we're going to take a look at today is actually another power pack. And remember, this one is 200 watts, $29, call it $30. This particular device is a different brand. It's called the Yinan, and it kind of sort of does the same thing. Here are the two outlets, and clearly you can see that these two outlets are a little bit, I don't want to say better made, but it is a little bit better made, and it's a little bit easier to find. Not that you're going to have a problem finding these two outlets. Clearly, once you know where they are, you're not going to forget. But these are kind of on the side of the unit and built right in, whereas these are a little bit more sturdy and recessed. The other thing that I'll point out is that you also have the two charging ports, the two USB charging ports. One's a 2-amp and the other one is a 1-amp, so plenty of current there to power pretty much anything you want. This one does not come with the cigarette lighter on it. It does not come with the cigarette lighter on it. And that's okay, because I don't know how often you're going to need to use something that requires a cigarette lighter. If you do, you just plug it into the cigarette lighter. Now, the main difference of this device compared to this device is as follows. One of the main differences is this one is 200 watts, where this one is 300 watts. Let's take a look at the build out, and we're going to see why and how that affects the construction. So right here, immediately, you're going to notice two giant power lugs, one here and one here, one red and one black. Red is typically positive, black is typically negative. Well, this device comes with two power packs, one here and one here. I'm sorry, a wiring diagram, not a power pack. The initial wiring is the same as the first one. It has a 9-volt connector, and there's no fuse that comes with this. This is just a straight 9 volts. There's no fuse protection whatsoever. And the other two ends, which are located right here, you can see the circles. They're actually going to screw on. These things screw off. These are like typically what's called banana plugs. These nuts screw right off, and what you're going to do is actually put this right on top of the wire. So black would go to black, red would go to red, so it would go like so. And then you're essentially just going to screw these back on and make them as tight as you can, because 300 watts is a lot of current. So this is going to screw on like so, and the same thing for this side. We're just going to screw this on, and again, you want to make sure that these are tight. These are called banana plugs, been around for years and years and years, and those are real tight. And then basically you're just going to put that into your cigarette lighter, and away you go. There's a nice on and off switch on this one. The other one does not have an on and off switch, so I like that a lot. There's a much bigger fan, and the reason there's a much bigger fan is because it puts out 100 more watts. As I said, this is 300 watts. The Yinan is 300 watts. So this is very well made. It's a very hard metal. I'm not going to say it's steel. It's probably an aluminum frame, where this one is plastic. Now, the other cool thing about this that I like is, if you really want to get the full 300 watts with no worries whatsoever, when you plug this into your car, you're going to get your 300 watts, no problem. But when you plug it into the cigarette lighter, it's going through the electronics of the car, and it's okay. It's okay. But if you're really concerned, or if you're on a party, or sometimes your pre-football game picnic, you may want to use this. And this will connect the same way through the wires. You're going to connect those here. But actually, here you have battery clamps, as you can see, just like a battery charger. Now, what's nice about this is, if you have an external battery, 12-volt battery, that you use for your pre-football game types of things, or parties or whatever, you can just connect this to any 12-volt battery source, and it runs perfectly well. So it comes with both the adapters, either one you want to use. For the most part, I'll use the cigarette lighter in certain situations where I want to make sure that I have a lot more current and I don't go through the car electronics. I'll actually use this one and put it to the battery post. And typically that's where my car is parked or whatever. So two different devices, and let's take a look at the web page now for the Yinan, and you'll be surprised here at what you see. Now, remember I said that this one, the 200 watt one, is $30, and it's made out of plastic, And it definitely works. There's no issues with that. And it does have really great circuitry protection, overload protection, underload protection, a real nice meter in the front. It's a very nice unit. If we take a look at the web page for the Yinan device over here, you will notice that the 300 watt one is only $21. So if I'm going to be buying one, the truth of the matter is I don't really need a 9 volt power pack here, you know, to put in something. If I'm going to use the 9-volt cigarette lighter, I'll use the cigarette lighter in the car, so I don't really need that. That said, I'd much rather get the 300-watt one. The construction is better. It's made out of a solid metal, has a bigger fan, 100 more watts, and guess what? The Yinan power inverter gives you a constant 300-watt, 600-watt peak featuring two AC outlets, two USB ports for multi-charging, equipped with intelligent fan that runs according to temperature, which they all do. When it gets hot, the fan will turn on. Some of these fans can be a little whiny, but this one is not too bad. The other thing is that this is great for vacations, trips, camping. You never know when you're going to need to run something, you know, if you're on a trip or you're going even overnight. These are really handy. This is $21. It's just great security to have. The other thing, as I mentioned, it has the on and off switch, where the other one didn't have the on and off switch. So if you drop this one, you're not going to break it. If you drop this one, you may crack the plastic, so on and so forth. But either one will work. And for $9 cheaper, I would recommend the better one, which in my opinion is this Yinan 300 watt vehicle power inverter. Very, very, very handy device. Makes a great present if you're a camper or you're taking a lot of overnight trips. This is a real handy tool to have. And yes, you can run, and I've done this, you can run the AC out of here to your laptop, and you actually can charge two devices on the USB. I've done that. You really push it, but I'm more comfortable using 300 watts than I am the 200 watt one. So definitely check those out. Real handy devices. I have them in all my cars. If I'm not using them, they're small. They're either under the seat or in the glove compartment or in the trunk, especially in Arizona. Well, anywhere you are, you know, it's hot, you can get stuck. This will run, the 300 watt one will run a small cooler, believe it or not, that plugs into the AC. And there's other things. Look, you're not going to use an iron. Okay, this will not power an iron. So if you plan on ironing your clothes in your car, this is not the device that you would use. These are for small devices. And again, check that they're 300 watts or less. Now, I know some of you are saying, yeah, I mentioned that this is 600 watts peak. What that means is for a few seconds, and I mean a few seconds, 2, 3, 4 seconds, this will pump out 600 watts. If you have a device that's going to maintain 600 watts, you don't want to use this. You will short it out. But again, because of the power protection, it will turn off. Many times you will blow the car battery, not the battery, but you'll blow the fuse within the car, and that's a real pain in the neck, especially if you don't know where it is. So don't use a hairdryer. Don't use things that require a lot of power. It will not power a mini refrigerator. Okay, check the wattage, but if you stay within the range that these are specified at, you will have good results with either of them. And again, this one works great, but I don't know why you'd want to spend $9 more for an inferior unit compared to the Yinan. So my favorite is definitely this Yinan 300-watt power inverter. So definitely check that out. All right. Now we're going to go to some just insane software that I think you're going to like. From time to time, I get some what I would consider esoteric questions, and I've received this question a number of times, so I figured I'm just going to talk about it on the air. Have you ever watched or listened to a YouTube video? Maybe it's a particular band that you enjoy watching, or maybe it's a video. Well, if you're listening to a band, have you ever desired to just have the file and not have to dial into YouTube every time? Did you ever wish that there was a way just to essentially rip, convert the file from YouTube into an MP3 or a WAV file? Well, this is a free app. I'm running this right on my Windows 7 device, and it's called listentoyoutube.com. This is totally free. What a great, great app this is. Essentially, what you're going to do, let's take a look at this. Essentially, what you're going to do is go into this. This will be in the show notes, but listentoyoutube.com. And what you're going to do is very simply, you're going to paste the URL, and we'll actually do this, from the YouTube video that you want. You're going to paste it in here, and you're going to click go. Once you click go, this software for free will convert the video, will convert the audio, okay, whether it's a voice or music or combination thereof. It will convert it to an MP3 or a WAV. It will convert an FLV file to MP3. It will extract an MP3 from a Flash video. It will download the MP3 right from the video once you paste in the URL. It will convert video to MP3. It will convert your YouTube to MP3, and it will do an online MP3 conversion of pretty much any file that you have, all for free. Excellent, excellent, excellent device. Now keep in mind, you're responsible to keep an eye that you don't violate any copyright laws, but if you want audio files downloaded in seconds from YouTube, all you got to do is go to YouTube, find the channel that you want, and cut and paste the URL right into this little blank space here, and it will give you instructions and download this directly onto your computer. From there, you can feed it into your iPad or whatever it is that you want to do. It's a very cool app, and I think you will really like it. Now, for those of you who actually want to copy a video file from YouTube, and it could be a personal video, a friend's video, a video that you think is cool, could be a movie, and of course all this stuff is under the rights of copyright issues. You're no problems with that. If it's on YouTube, we're assuming that YouTube, and they do monitor any type of copyright infringement. So any YouTube video that's out there, you want to save that video and download it to your pad, Android system, smartphone, I don't care what it is, but you want to get the video from, with the audio, the video and audio, from YouTube into your computer, your Mac, your PC, Linux, any portable device. One of the pieces of software that I love is made by a company called Bigisoft, and they've been around for years. I am a big fan of all their products, and I've been using their stuff for years and years and years. They put out a product called Bigisoft Video Downloader Pro. This is an unbelievable piece of software, and I've been using it for quite some time. You're going to get a free trial with this, and if you want to buy it, it's $29, and frequently this goes on sale. But Video Download Pro is going to allow you to download from more than 100 popular video sharing sites, including YouTube, Vivo, 1080p, 4K, Dailymotion, Vimeo, GoEar Music, Medicaf, Break, VO, BBC, 123 Video. You get it. Pretty much any video that's on the internet that has a URL, this will download for you. And as a matter of fact, it will batch download. So if there's a number of videos that you want, just cut and paste in all the URLs. We're going to take a look at this. This will allow you to adjust the video and the audio to set it for high quality or medium quality if you want to control the actual file size. And there's unlimited videos. There's no restraints on this. You can do as many as you want. This is really a cool piece of software, and it will also record the videos while it's streaming. So if you actually have a video and it's streaming, now you have a mechanism, if you're watching it on your computer, to just cut and paste that URL in, and it will download it while it's streaming. Very cool piece of software. So let's take a look and see how it works. Here's a YouTube video. It happens to be me because I know where the URL is, and right here, let me show you this video. So here's the video of me. You can see that there. I guess I look the same. I don't know. And right here is the URL. So I'm going to actually highlight that, and then I'm going to control C it, which means I'm copying it. So all I did is, and this could be any YouTube, it just doesn't matter. I happen to pick this one, and now I'm going to shrink this down. And over here, you'll see the software. And this is what it looks like. Now all I have to do is I'm going to back this one out, and I'm just going to control V, which pops this back in. I have my selection of the best quality, normal, or the worst quality. I don't know why you'd want the worst quality. And this is going to ask me where I want it. So in this case, I have a separate folder to it, but just for illustration purposes, I'm just going to put this on my desktop. And as you can see, there's a drop-down menu there. And I have mine automatically set to convert to MP4. Actually, you can choose to convert this to whatever you want. There is a drop-down menu, and look at all the flavors that you have. You can do general audio, Android, Apple TV, HD, iPad, iPhone, iPod, mobile phone, picture and animation, portable media devices, PS3, PSP, just any kind of flavor that you want. And if you're in doubt, it has general audio, but I just go to HD if you'd want, and just connect, make it to an H.264 file. Anything that you want, this will do. And that's exactly what we're going to put it to, an H.64. And now all I have to do is just hit the convert button. And that's pretty much all there is to it. And right here, you will see that this is actually converting the video file. As I'm talking to you down here, it said that it's 50% done, 15 seconds into it. It works real well and real fast. So I'm going to let that run for a couple seconds, and we're actually going to go back and bring up our web page again. And in, I don't know, a minute or so, we'll check back. So all I did again is I just took this video. Any YouTube video will work. I cut and pasted the URL into this Bigasoft device, and away I went, and we'll see it converted in a minute. So let's take a look at an app while we're waiting for that to convert. This is called Promodroyo, or Promodroyo, whatever you want to call it. This is a timer app, and I use this on the iPhone a lot. This is the version that's on the Droid system, and this is the version called BeFocus, same product that you would use as an app on the iPhone. Basically, what this is it's a timer, and it's a repetitive timer. I like these, and the reason I like them is when I do my interviewing at CES or NAB, I'll have an iPad set up in front of me, and it's 15 minutes, and it just counts it down. You can have it tick down. You can have any color background that you want. This will actually give you a warning and tell you have 10 seconds or whatever you set it to. And then it automatically, at the end of the 15 seconds, resets itself. So all I have to do for the next interview is just push it again. You can put as many timing tasks as you want in this, and works real well. There's no question about that. Now, down here I see a little indicator, and it's telling me that my Bigasoft is actually converting. I'm at 31%. And if I look down at the icon at the bottom of my screen, I don't think you can see that, but it gives you an indication as to how far it is along, and it's about 33% as I'm looking at the icon. It scans blue. So back to the apps. Definitely check this one out. It's free, and both on the Droid operating system, and it's also free for the Droid 2, the Droid and the iPhone. All right. Here's another app that's a very cool app. I just started using that. Very impressed with it, especially for free. You know, sometimes you would think that these apps would cost money because they're so well made. This one happens to be free. It's easy to use. Quite frankly, it's awesome. iPicBox is the most beautiful and powerful picture manager that is easy. It's the easiest one to use in the world. This is primarily for the iPhone or Apple devices. If you like pictures and you're addicted to collecting pictures, and I think I am, if you like private pictures that you don't want everybody to see, or just family pictures that sometimes if you give someone your phone, you don't want them to see your kids or whatever, for whatever reason, this will give you the privacy. This app allows you to share on Facebook, Twitter, QQ, Qzone, WeChat, a bunch of things, camera roll, email. You can copy, you can use SMS. This will also bring down a daily picture of some really cool stuff, and the pictures are absolutely gorgeous. There's a 3D touch function if you have a 6S or a 6 Plus. It supports iOS 9. It has a folder that you can put the things in, your photos. It has gorgeous themes that are changed at random, and just a bunch of things that this will do. And I like it because it's secure. If you don't touch it, if you don't set it up this way, you can. But I like to have a touch on it, and it keeps everything secure. It's got some really great reviews. I've been using it now for about 3 days, and once again, it's free, and you know me with free. I like it, and it's just a fun app. The thing I like about best is it actually allows me to categorize my various photos, whether it's cactus or flowers or horses, whatever it may be, and it's really well done. It really is. Let's check our file. Before we go on, it's 83% done, and it's about a 15-minute file. So we'll check this back in a second. It doesn't take full 15 minutes to convert. My next app is, quite frankly, one of my favorite apps. I travel frequently now, and there's always a website that I want to read, and sometimes the plane doesn't have Wi-Fi, or I'm just too cheap to spend the bucks to get it. So this is called Instant Web. This will take a web page or pages and convert it to a PDF file. Yeah. So what this will do is, if you're looking for a way essentially to take the web with you, this very well might be it. It's called Instant Web, Web to PDF Converter. And if you're looking for a cool app for storing web pages in a PDF format, and that way you could look at them whenever you want, this is the best app, I think, the best app out there for that. InstaWeb is a powerful tool for iPhone and iPad to convert any website to PDF very fast and easily. InstaWeb also features a clutter remover to create clean and readily readable PDF formats. It's a must for students, teachers, professional users who need to save online articles and information for offline reading. With InstaWeb, you can share your PDF via email, Dropbox, SkyDrive, Google Drive. You also are able to print this out, and you can even use AirPrint, which I do. It features embedded URL links, and a lot of other different functionality is available with this. Most of it's free, and I can't think of a better app if you want to take it with you on a plane. And sometimes I'm at the airport waiting for the plane, and I want to read this page or pages, and I just, you know, run it through this Instant Web app, and boom, I've got a PDF, and away I go. And it's really an excellent tool, and guess what? It's free. Yeah, so you're going to like that. Again, it's called, it's on iTunes. It's called InstaWeb. It's Web to PDF Converter, and it does a great job. All right, let's check our file here, and we're 86% done, so we should be there any second, and we'll check that out. All right, my next app is an interesting one. Do you ever want to make a t-shirt or print a hat and want a custom logo or do some graphics and you're really not a graphic artist? Well, this app might be for you. It's called Maka, or as they say in Boston, Maka. Maka. This will do custom designs and logos for you. Here it is, called Maka, M-A-K-R. It does custom designs and logos, and essentially, be your own designer. With Maka, it's universally able to create and design and print custom goods. Create amazing custom designs for business, branding, weddings, events, and more. Divorces, whatever. Join over 1 million people who discovered how Maka has made it easy to design and brand and more fun than ever before. You can create customization for cards, tees, logos, wedding invitations, dates, plus a whole lot more. It has a very high level of customization. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to use this app, you're going to load it on your phone, and what happens is it will give you all these templates, so you can use the artwork from the template and just change the words or add words or take out words or rotate the art, pretty much whatever you do. It's very, very flexible and very simple to use, and it's totally free. And it's only available, unfortunately, as far as I know, for the Apple product line. It's not available for the Droid yet. However, I think very soon a Droid version of this will be available. So check it. Just Google Markr, M-A-R-K-R, and you'll probably find that. All right, this next app can be very handy, and I'm going to tell you why. It's called Where Are You Locator and Chat. Now, this is available for both the Android operating system and for the iOS, which is good. You can put it on your tablets, which is also good. Where Are You lets you chat and see the current location on a map of anyone else currently in the same map group. Now, pay attention. Join or create a new map group name and share it with your friends, family, whoever you want. If they join the same group map, you can see each other's current location, and you also have the ability to group message between all those people who are on your map. The locations on the map will update automatically whenever anyone moves. So if you're driving in the car, or if you're at a particular location and change locations, this will instantly update the map. You can easily exit the map at any time, and your location will be no longer visible. So once you, quote, opt out, it's gone. When you create a new map, where are you? Other users can join it. So you can have multiple maps at the same time. And again, this is available for both the on iTunes and also as in the Google Store. Now, you're saying, what's the big deal? Well, in lieu of what just happened in Vegas, and unfortunately the way the world is, it's definitely getting more crazy by the second, at least I think it is, you always want to know where your friends and family are. So if you were to take this app and load it on your phone, and what's nice is it's cross-platform, so if I have an Android phone and you have an iPhone or whatever the combination may be, and you're at a concert or you're going shopping with seven friends or three friends or 50 friends, or you even want to go to a concert and your parents are home or your sister and brother, whatever, you all have them join this map. And everybody's going to know where everybody is. So God forbid you get into a situation that is a dangerous one by loading this on your phone and having everybody on it or on your tablet. At least everybody knows where everybody is. And also you're able to group chat, which is very important. So this app is totally free. And again, you may not have a need for it now. But I could see, people who are attending conventions, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, whatever. They're a very important app. And now, given what's going on in the world, I definitely have this on all my tablets, all my smartphones have this Where Are You app. And my kids have it, my family, and I use it. I use it anymore. And even if my kids go somewhere, I want to know where they are. And even though they're older, but I really like this, and I think it's something that you should definitely keep in mind. And again, it's free. There's no reason not to have it, and load it now, because you may not use it now, but you never know when the occasion comes up that you'll need an app. And it's one of the better ones out there from a safety standpoint of view, at least in my opinion it is. All right, let's see if this is done, and we're going to go back to the main screen here, and here we go, and it says it's successfully converted. Now, here's what I love about this app, okay? Let's say I don't remember where I put it, so I'm going to right-click. Now, check this out on the right-click, because this is important. It's going to let you paste the URL, remove the URL, clear all, select, download, convert, but right now, I don't know where that is. I know I put it on my desktop, but let's say I don't know where it is, so I can click F8 or just click this here, and it's going to take me right to the file, take me to my desktop and find the file for me. I love that. It makes things so easy. Or I can just go here and play the downloaded file. So I'm going to click it. I'm not on YouTube, and this is going to come up, as you'll see in a second.
Hello everyone, it's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Today, we are going to take a
look. I'm going to stop that. So there you go. That's Bigisoft Video Downloader Pro. It works every single time. I've been using it for many, 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 many moons, and it's worth the full $29. And there's a lot of movies, quite frankly, that are legit, that are on YouTube, and some foreign flicks, and just neat biographies and documentaries. I think it's a great app, and it just does it flawlessly and so easily. How much easier can it be? You're going to cut and paste the URL into the Bigisoft Downloader Pro, and I love it. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I'll see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.